Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
6 seconds to go. Perfection with a touch of sweet redemption. Undefeated South Carolina has won its third national championship.
With the third pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Chicago Sky select Camilla Cardoso, University of South Carolina.
Thanks to ESPN for those highlights. And we have the pleasure now of welcoming to The Score on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Hall of Famer, three-time national champion coach, and reigning national champion coach, Dawn Staley. Dawn, thanks for joining us today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for going on my walk with me. I'm sorry. We got to get our walks in early in South Carolina because it's going to go up to 90.
Okay. So this adds to a question I was going to say for later, but I might as well ask it now. Is there going to be another dog since there was another championship?
You know, somebody asked me that because I said every time we won a national championship that I would get a dog, but my one and only dog, Champ, said he's an only child, so no.
That's okay with being front and center. Coach, how do you describe the buildup from the beginning of this past season and what we saw? It was really fun to watch your game be broadcast in the lead-up to it, be on national TV and have the special, and then have it play out the way it did, undefeated, yet another title, and see all the eyes who watched this Final Four and watched the championship game culminate like this, and then even going into the NBA, WNBA draft and seeing your players succeed like they did as well.
You know, when you've been around a game as long as I've been around a game, it doesn't happen very often like this, or it probably never happens to a lot of people. We just really got lucky. We got lucky. We lost all of our starters, and we've returned some talent, no doubt about it. Talent doesn't always say you're going to win the last game of the season, but what our talent was able to do is create some chemistry. Like, it was inner chemistry. It wasn't easy. I think our players decided that they wanted to win for each other. And we didn't do any like team bonding or life skills or anything like that. We did some life skill stuff, but it was more of just them. We wanted them to spend some time with each other. But just when the season started, I do think our game in Paris against Notre Dame really gave our players some confidence to know that they're really good. And it was all on their doing too. Like once they saw that they were good, they didn't want to be anything but good, but great. So I think, you know, when you've been around the game as long as I've been around the game, it just doesn't happen this way. You put the hard work into it, and we did. We really got lucky. We got lucky throughout the season, but we prepared to be lucky. Because you can just be lucky, but you can also prepare to be lucky, because there were some games in which, you know, it took some heroics by your number three pick in the WNBA draft. Camila Cardoso hit a three in the SEC semifinals in the tournament. And, you know, the claws of defeat were grabbing around our team. And somehow we got lucky enough to hit a miracle shot. And from there, it continued to give us the boost to just take that confidence throughout the rest of the season, knowing that we were going to be up against some great competition. But again, when you have someone like Camila Cardoso, she gives you a really good shot at winning because you can control the paint with a player like Camila.
Well, I loved what you said immediately after the Sky drafted her. I know we're excited to see her play in Chicago, but when she said nobody's out rebounding us with Angel Reese and her, that's such a great team. I hear you laughing. I know that's something that she prioritizes. It certainly showed.
So Camila's the ultimate competitor. Angel Reese, ultimate competitor. We had a lot of battles last year and this year, this season. We were the top two teams in the SEC. So, you know, they are enemies by nature because of rivalries. But now they're joining hands and hopefully bringing a WNBA championship to Chicago. So I'm a fan. I'm gonna get me some season tickets. I know I won't be there the entire season, but somebody's going to be sitting in my seats cheering Camila Cardoso on.
And the fact that you're a fan also comes through in the level of diplomacy, Dawn, that you've shown regarding Caitlin Clark. And there are other people with resumes. You know, you're talking about some Hall of Fame levels, some OGs in the basketball business that can't quite seem to bring themselves to say all of the nice things that would seem to come so easily. Does that surprise you? And why have you been simply just more comfortable in acknowledging how special and awesome Caitlin Clark has been?
Let me say this. I don't think other people are hating on Caitlin Clark. I think it was more respect for the history of the game. So I think it comes from that perspective, because when you think of some of the greats, because you know, when you throw around the greatest college basketball player ever, I think of Breanna Stewart, who won four championships. I do. Like, I'm never going to forget that, because she banged it on our head all 4 years. And then when I think about Caitlin Clark, I do think she's one of the greatest. Like, she's the greatest of her time. She's the greatest of her time. And I want women's basketball to grow. And I'm not too shy about saying why it grows. She's made it grow over the past 2 years. And I'm actually going to go back to her freshman year when she was killing then, when nobody wanted to talk about Caitlin Clark because, you know, Paige Beckers was all of that, deserving so. But I saw Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark won my Dawn Staley Award in her freshman year when everything was about Paige Becker. And it's nothing to take away from Paige Becker, but it's everything to say that we need to make sure that we're telling the stories of our entire game. So sometimes you have to go against the masses, to really cut down and say what's happening, you know, in real time. Caitlin Clark is the sole reason why viewership has shot through the roof for our game. Sole reason. And I think the decision makers are following suit in making sure that other games are being played besides Caitlin Clark, because because if you play Caitlin Clark, you're going to run up against somebody that you might find as pretty good. You know, we were pretty good. Like, over 18 million people saw our national championship game. They tuned in to see Caitlin Clark. But what did they get? They got Caitlin Clark, and they got South Carolina. They got Camilla Cardoso. They got Ashton Watkins. They got Malaysia Fuwale. They got Tessa Johnson. They got a number of players that they can now cheer for.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's not act like you're not on that list too, Dawn, when we start talking about greatest college players of all time. But I wanted to ask you, how did you develop your coaching style? Because when I see how other players react to you, players from other teams, how they react to you, I'm going, wow, there's a great balance of respect and love that seems to come to you and from you. How did you figure out how to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. Like, I care about our game. I care about the people in our game. I do. I want our game to grow. So I'll compliment players if in a game. If a player, you know, hell, Caitlin Clark hit a three right in front of me. She did push off my player. Banged the three right in front of me. And I'm like, damn, like, okay. Like, good shot. Like, I mean, it's all of that. Like, I'm impressed with our young talent. I'm impressed with the coaching. I'm impressed with seeing great basketball. Like I've watched so much basketball this year because I had access to it. It was on ESPN. It was on ESPN2. I had my iPad going. I had my laptop going. I'm a woman of many TVs in my house and cable boxes and all of that. So I was stimulated so much this season that it was really hard for me to prepare for our opponents because there was so much good, great basketball. Like, I had to get my stuff in by 5 p.m. Eastern time because that's when games are going to be starting to play on national television and in streaming services. So I just want everybody to win. I truly, and I'm not being facetious when I say that, this game has been so good to me, like personally good to me, that I feel like I owe basketball. Like, I'm forever indebted to basketball, and I got to do it in this way, is to show love.
There's no doubt that you come from a place of service. It shows, you know, in the game you coach or whether you're talking to reporters. I thought it was so kind of you to wait after the national title game, after you were on the podium, and then come back and talk to reporters. But I also appreciate what you say about the important part about other schools investing. And you bring up how South Carolina has invested in women's basketball and how that needs to happen in more schools in the NCAA. What is your thought on that?
It's just my thought. We do the same things. Like if you really look across colleges and universities, you'll see that the women's sports programs are killing it in the space, killing it. And I don't think we get enough credit. I don't. People will say because we're not revenue producing. I think we are revenue producing. I think the fact that we get 16,000 people in our arena every game, we have, you know, 5 sellouts per season every year. Concession stands open. Okay, people are coming from near and far to have lunch and dinner, to stay in hotels. We are revenue producing, but it's because our athletic department and our university, they have poured into our program. And they pour into women's programs. I mean, I make a lot of money. They pour into me because I'm a representative of our athletics department, our university, our city, our state. And they pay me well for it because we've been successful. And that is the way it's supposed to be. When you're successful, we need to find the money to pay the successful people. And if it's women, it's women. If it's men, it's men. I really try to get to that place of understanding why we cheapen it if it's women, why we cheapen our salaries, why we have an excuse for why we shouldn't pay. And it's revenue producing. But what sport besides Power Five football produces revenue? Everybody's in the red. Is everybody in the red? But it's about how you value, what's your value system. And I do think at South Carolina, they value me being an asset to our university. And there are others across the country that are assets to the community, to the university, to the city and their state, and they should be paid accordingly.
Don, let's go back to
that's investing.
Let's go back to the SEC tournament, because that shot that Camilla hit was in front of her family. And I remember that being like a big deal that her family had made it in from Brazil. How were you able to make that happen, number one? And why was it important to you to make that happen?
Yeah. Camilla sacrificed so much, you know, as a young person to come over here in the eighth grade and spend your high school years in someone else's home. And then spend another 4 years in college away from her family. Like there was 4 years before she even actually was able to go home after coming to the States. And then Camilla didn't even know we were trying to get her sister and her mom here. They took a bus 12 hours from their hometown to, I think it was Sao Paulo, where they needed, no, Rio. I don't know what city they had to go to, but they got interviewed for like 2 seconds, and the counselor people said no. They just said no. They got denied a visa to come to the States to see their daughters, their daughter and sister. And then we're like, okay, well, we only got a month left before, you know, her senior night. So I said, we got to call Congressman Clyburn, everybody at the top level of our university, our president. You know, we got everybody involved to make it happen. And somehow the next time they went, that 12-hour bus ride, just as quickly as they got turned away, is they got the stamp of approval because they really understood what they were trying to do and who they're trying to do it for. So sometimes it takes some political people to make things happen. And I'm just so very happy that a magical moment happened while they were here. It was magical regardless. But for Camilla to make that shot and that time to continue our undefeated season, it will be etched in their hearts, in their minds, in their souls, that they got a chance to witness that.
We're talking with Hall of Famer and three-time national champion, reigning national champion, Dawn Staley. And Dawn, I know you have to get rolling soon. But I wanted to thank you for the answer you gave that rodent troll of a reporter when it came to the theoretical question about trans athletes. I thought what you said was significant. It will be remembered. And I thought it took a great deal of courage for you to say something that sounded so simple but meant so much to so many people.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, I'm a human being. We're talking about human beings. So I always speak from my heart, whether people believe it or not. I know the God I serve has blessed me. He's blessed me. Whether you agree or disagree, that's on you. Everybody has an opportunity to speak what they believe in. It's just so somebody threw a mic in front of me and they caught me off guard with the question. And I didn't even know what the first question was. I had to ask myself the question to answer my own question because I really didn't understand it. So I appreciate you. I've gotten so much incredible letters, emails from the transgender community, that it does my heart good knowing that somebody speaks up for them.
And lastly, I've always been wondering, and you're the perfect person to ask, what's the deal with Kim Mulkey? Like, why is she seemingly so unhappy, defensive, and just kind of mean? Like, what's her deal?
I mean, Kim Mulkey, she's a competitor. Like, she's not gonna allow people to speak out of turn. She's not going to allow people to speak out of turn regarding her players. That's just the way she is. I mean, you either love her or you hate her. She's a competitor. You know, I think the world's a better place because we have a Kim Mulkey, because she's going to push conversations that nobody else would like to talk about. Good, bad, or indifferent. I think she's good for our sport because we're treated as a sport, because they somewhat look at her as a villain, and they love villains. We love villains. Every sport loves villains. It makes our sport go to another place. And, you know, she's Kim Mulkey. I can't speak out of turn with her. I mean, she's been nothing but kind to me, congratulatory, and I've been nothing but welcoming her into the SEC. So, you know, different strokes for different folks. You know, I don't. I love competing against her. I really do. I love competing against her because I know, you know, if you beat a Kim Mulkey's team, you know she's prepped well for you, and she's not going to like it.
Well, Dawn, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being on with us, and we look forward to seeing you in Chicago at a Sky game. And I can't wait because I got to ask you the question about crossing over Martin Lawrence, but that's another story for another time. Dawn, thanks so much.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!